Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Women in Society podcast with your hosts, Lydia Smith, Blair Marshall, and Kathy Kimble. This podcast delves into themes of gender inequality, racial injustice, and economic disparity through case studies from around the world.
Today's show will investigate obstetric fistulas in sub-Saharan Africa, examining both the structural and social factors that have led to this public health issue, and listening to some of the narratives from women who have had or are currently suffering from obstetric fistulas.
Dr. Catherine Hamlin, founder and surgeon at the Addis Ababa Fistula Hospital in Ethiopia, explains the experience of an obstetric fistula.
A fistula is really just an opening between an internal organ and the outside world. The fistula we're treating is between the bladder or the rectum and the vagina, and it's caused by long, unrelieved, obstructed labour. She finds her urine running into the bed. And 20% of these little girls find their bowel contents running into the bed. Childbirth should be a joyful occasion. You're bringing a baby into the world. But for them, it's become a nightmare and a horror. And this is the fascination of fistula surgery, to make a new life for a young girl that's suffered more than any woman should be called on to endure.
75% to 90% of obstetric fistula cases end in stillbirth. Usually the fetus dies due to asphyxiation or severe brain damage during the prolonged delivery. After developing a fistula, the woman becomes incontinent for urine, feces, or both. Many in the West have never heard of a fistula before, but this does not mean it's a new problem. In 1855, Dr. Marion Sims opened the first fistula hospital in New York City. Dr. Sims was the first person to successfully perform fistula repair surgery, and although this technique was revolutionary, many have debated the ethics surrounding his experiments. Many claim that Dr. Sims performed procedures on non-consenting enslaved women without anesthesia. This hospital is no longer a specialized fistula center, for there is no need for one in the United States anymore. Obstetric fistulas are no longer a problem in the global north, or as some refer to it, the developed world. This is because even though the frequency of obstructed labor cases is about 5% worldwide, all women of childbearing age in the global north have access to hospitals and emergency obstetric services. Obstetric fistulas and the maternal mortality crisis are greatly interconnected. Obstructed labor affects 7 million women worldwide, and 6.5 million of them live in the developing world. Many of these cases of obstructed labor end in death. The world has an annual rate of 529,000 maternal deaths, and 99% of them happen in the developing world. The most impoverished areas in Asia and Africa, such as Sierra Leone and Afghanistan, a woman's risk of dying in childbirth raises to 1 in 6 from a rate of virtually zero in the global north. According to the World Health Organization, more than 2 million women and girls live with unrepaired obstetric fistulas, the vast majority of these cases occurring in sub-Saharan Africa. Moreover, this estimate is considered very low because fistulas are one of the most underreported medical conditions due to lack of access to medical care and the social stigma surrounding fistulas. Newer numbers show that there are at least 33,000 new cases of obstetric fistula in sub-Saharan Africa alone each year. The three most significant factors that contribute to the risk of developing a fistula are labor that lasts longer than 24 hours, a woman delaying seeking medical care for more than 6 hours of labor, or taking more than 2 hours to reach a hospital. This is why it is no surprise that the prevalence of fistula is highest in countries where OB care is not sufficient, widespread, or is completely absent. Many areas entirely lack obstetric care, and in other areas, they may have basic prenatal care but do not provide emergency obstetric services, including surgery, which is vital in cases of obstructed labor. In the minimal maternal health services that these countries have, almost all of the resources are put towards birth control and family planning, ignoring the rampant issue of maternal mortality and obstetric fistula. This is also a result of the international public health community not emphasizing the need for safe surgery in developing countries, in this case, access to safe cesarean sections. As a result of these governments and the international community neglecting the maternal mortality and fistula problem, we get cases like we see in Ethiopia. Ethiopia has one of the highest rates of fistula in the world. The reason for this is there are only 200 OBGYNs to treat 84 million people. Additionally, there is an enormous lack of lower-level health workers and midwives who are trained to deal with emergency obstetric care, specifically in rural areas. If a remote rural area has any maternal care at all, they will not be able to handle a complicated obstructed delivery. A 2012 study assessed the status of emergency obstetric care in 6 developing countries, India, Bangladesh, Nigeria, Sierra Leone, Kenya, and Malawi, for 5 years. Only one country, Malawi, met the recommended standard of one comprehensive emergency obstetric care facility for every 500,000 people. The study clearly depicts the extent of the emergency obstetric care shortage in the developing world. Although the number one risk factor for obstetric fistula is access to quality and affordable obstetric care, there are other biological and cultural risk factors. Women in rural areas are more likely to develop fistulas than women in urban areas. Fistulas also have a high correlation with female genital mutilation. The highest rates of FGM are also in the same areas of Africa and Asia that have the highest rates of fistula. Fistulas are also correlated with sexual trauma, specifically violent sexual trauma that results from war, which is common in this region of the world. It was found that education was an important factor in fistula prevention. Illiteracy was greatly correlated with cases of fistula, and additionally, knowledge and awareness of the problem was significantly greater among women with a post-primary education.